Mild summer weather is nice for enjoying a day at the beach, but the sunny days also create favorable conditions for poisonous bacteria that cause closures for shellfish harvesting. Health officials are urging caution. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Numerous beaches in the central Puget Sound area are closed to recreational shellfish harvesting. The presence of paralytic shellfish poison resulted in a new closure extending from Seattle's Alki Beach all the way south to the Pierce County line, including Vashon Island. It spread there from Kitsap County. In other areas, harvesting can be safe, but the State Department of Health is urging caution.
Always check before you dig.
Jerry Borchert monitors marine biotoxins for the state's shellfish program, which maintains a safety map showing all the most up-to-date closures. He says PSP, which is also sometimes called red tide, can actually show up in a variety of colors.
But you can never tell if shellfish are safe to eat by the color of the water. The only way to tell is to test the shellfish tissue for the presence of these toxins, which is what we do here in Washington State.
The PSP toxin is not destroyed by cooking or freezing, and consuming it can be life-threatening. The symptoms can come on very quickly as numbness or tingling that can lead to paralysis and respiratory failure. The Department of Health says beaches that are open could still be at risk for Vibrio bacteria, which is also showing up at higher levels this year, but can be avoided by thoroughly cooking whatever you harvest. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.